C1M. Number 1B.
So, for the next two sessions, reaching the next session where we take marriage, I would like you especially to ponder that the scriptural note as we go through the subject. Because in each subject, we will find that always these three main points stick out, showing us, let me put another way, this way, the chapter, as we will see, will have seven subjects. And these seven subjects present seven different fundamental qualities. In mind, qualities of respect for law. In spirit, qualities of the heart, of the affection, of pure affection. In soul, the qualities of selflessness. In principle, the qualities of fundamental being. In life, the qualities of exaltation, of rising ourselves out of the lower. In truth, the qualities of understanding, and in love, the qualities of adhering to God and sticking to God and being one with God. These seven qualities, I just recapitulated them, these are those qualities which God has joined together and which the chapter asks us that we should join our inward attitude to them. These are seven different qualities constituting the basis of true relationships. But for what? And then we will find in each subject that each subject shows that if we unite with these qualities, principles, as we unite with these qualities, they have an effect, they resurrect us. They resurrect us on a higher plane of existence. And they have the third, will always be presented, namely, the higher sense of manhood. Always a higher sense of manhood. And if we see that, you see, then we find in it, really, the principle governing our progress in human life. Then we find the law or the principle regulating our life so that our life becomes always nobler and finer and rarefied with more nobler ambition, higher ambition, with more impact on the world, with more good influence on the world, and so on. Quite interesting to read a definition of Mrs. Levy on marriage in the prose work. In the prose work, she defines marriage somewhere like this, and as we read it, we will see that she does exactly that she defines it through the scriptural notes. She says, to be normal, marriage must be the union, see now we have principles, the union of the affections, of qualities. The union of the affections that tend to lift in the resurrection, that tend to lift mortals higher. They lift us to a higher sense of humanhood. That's the purpose of marriage. That's the purpose, I would say, of a principle of relationship. What we find here now in this chapter will be a key. How can we rise ourselves in the standard of being? What is necessary? What is necessary is first that through the seven subjects we find out the factors that can do it. That's our seventh practice. If we find out those seven factors that can do it, then comes in the crystal note of Principal Life Truth and Love, which says, if I unite with these factors, principles, that rises me, that exalts me above a lower state and makes out of me a higher type of humanhood. So here we get the answer to this important question of rising in the scale of being. I take quickly a few of the tones which go through this chapter and which depict this crystal note of principle, life, truth. Principle, life, truth. She speaks in the tone, in the crystal note tone of principle, she said, in the kingdom of what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. This unity and this union comes out in various ways. But it's interesting, she never speaks of the highest union, namely of the unity of principle and idea. She doesn't speak about that. See, that's too premature at this point. The way leading to that high goal is first through union, through uniting with qualities. And so she speaks of the union of masculine and feminine qualities, of different elements conjoining naturally. You see again the union conjoining, of union of spirit, of united spheres, of union of interest and affection, of welding indissoluble links of affection. Speaks of spiritual unity, of union of hearts, of uniting one person, masculine wisdom, feminine love. And you see, it's what sense of unity is spoken to here. We are asked here to unite qualities. To unite qualities. Then the tone of life is quite expressive in this whole chapter. I think there are many dozen tones of that sense of rest in the ascension, of that exaltation. And as I have pointed out earlier, and I think also in my book, that which one notices at once in that short chapter is the use of the comparative form in the chapter. You know, you have in grammar, you have the simple form, then the comparative, and then the superlative. But this chapter is mostly written in the comparative. It's the transitionary stage. The comparative. It is, as we said before, a question, how can we rise the standard of being always, every day, more, more, more. So, I just read you to impress the mentality with the tone of this tone of life by using comparatives. She speaks about more salutary conditions. Happiness should be more readily attained, should be more secure in our keeping. We should inherit more intellect. We have a more solemn charge to regard life more metaphysically. He doesn't say we have to regard life completely metaphysically. At that stage, it is to regard it a bit more metaphysically. Then she has all those comparatives of reaching a higher tone of having better claims, of nobler life motives, of life's sweeter harmonies, of higher enjoyments, higher aims, of better balanced minds, of sounder constitution, of greater responsibilities, of a higher human species, man's higher nature, isn't man's highest nature, a nobler race, higher aims and motives, higher affection, become purer, the higher joys of spirit. Can you get that comparative? That apparently what we will find in this chapter is that life push which exalts us more and more. We will find the principle regulating our exaltation. And therefore we get a lot of terms in here which indicate that life tone in the sense of promotion, that life promotes. It's the advancement of spiritual good, gaining, reaching, enriching, enlarging, elevating, promoting, improving, advancing mankind. And you see, it's always a push to go further to higher aims. Or we find a lot of terms indicating exaltation, like to unfold its wings for heaven, renewal, to elevate existence, give new pinions of joy, lifts one's being higher, ascendancy, exalted, the highway, heavenly-mindedness, noble ambition, inspiration, elevation of society. Can you hear that tone of life which seems to be the main tone in it? The word of Christianity, Mr. Dolly, has symbolized as life and truth. Here it is going back a little bit to principle and drawing that life from principle and saying, well, that which lifts manhood higher is our unity with spiritual qualities. So principle asks us the unity of spiritual qualities of respect for law, of affection, of love, of tenderness, of purity, the unity with selflessness, the unity of interest, and so on, the unity in science and in scientific investigation. It is the unity with nobler ambitions, with ascendancy of the good. It's the unity with the qualities of understanding then, which are presented. All that unity with qualities, that does something. That does something. Christianity is the using of it. That does something. It has an effect of life. It lifts our being higher and makes out of man a higher sense, gives for man a higher sense of man, a more perfect sense of humanhood.